McLean, consolation prizes. I suppose that's you didn't want to be winning today, but you have done, and it was pretty tense and came down to a very exciting jump off.
Yeah, it was great sport yesterday and today. You can't take that away from it. I think it's an exciting event for the future too. Yeah, I mean, we didn't come here to win the consolation, so that's a little bit, I don't know what you call it. It's nice to have done well, but it wasn't our game plan.
Obviously, the frustration's just missing out. I mean, it was reflecting on the first day's competition, you couldn't have, it was so close. It came down to the wire. This is, I suppose, what the revamped Furacia Nations Cup was all about.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's a great format. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. You know, we had some dumb mistakes yesterday. My horse, I thought, had a very unlucky rail. I went to turn him a bit in the air. I was very frustrated with that mistake. He jumped beautiful both days. Lucy Davis had the one-time fault. You know, just kind of, you know. It was a series of errors that were avoidable, and that's probably what you kick yourself the most about. But the format's phenomenal. It's great sport and exciting for the future of the Nations Cups.
And jump-offs, they're always exciting. The sort of element of the penalty shootout. You knew what you had to do, didn't you, when it was your turn?
It was, yeah. The 10 faults kind of put everything in a new perspective, and luckily for the pressure for me, you know, Steve had a couple rails, which changed things a little bit. You know, my horse has been great all year. He gives 110%. He's a real trier, and I knew he was going to give his best. I just needed to stay out of his way.
And you want to pay tribute. You've got some young members in the team. The everything currently, the future prospects look very good for the United States, given that, well, you and Beasy the experience, but your other young team members fronted up.
Yeah, and that's been all year. You know, we've Robert's had a great program of trying to give some of these up-and-coming, very talented riders a real opportunity and to try to build some depth. So, you know, that bodes well for the future. You know, at the end of the day, it's a horse sport, so the key is that we keep having the best horses, and that comes from the support of our great owners and the enthusiasm behind the country to try to win medals. That's the key.
And obviously, thinking of next year, obviously love to be back for this, but there's the World Equestrian Games, so may be a consolation, but you know the team's going in the right direction.
Yeah, it is. We'll definitely have this on the calendar and try to get qualified. Obviously, the World Championships, the WEG, will be the first priority, and then we'll move on to this.